train yesterday. It took me 8 hours. Did several changes. As a result of which, I didn't see what was happening yesterday. Fortunately, Joyce did a great job of summarising what was taking place. And I think that's one part of the wrap-up keynote. I mean, as Steve said, I do 3 conferences a year. I think one of the other things for wrap-up keynote is to look at the future and just give a moment for reflection and perhaps even issue a challenge for what's going on. So that's one of the things which I'm aiming to do as well. So let's check. Is this on for the audio feed? We're good. Okay. Sorry. No. I chair conferences. If I stand here and I'm talking for 45 minutes and then I don't capture the live streaming, I'm going to look like a pretty numpty, aren't I? So I've got to make sure the tech side of things are sorted out. My background, Steve alluded to the fact that I do a lot of stuff in learning and development in the workplace, and I do. And I've been involved pretty much in learning and development all my adult life. I started as a computer programmer directly after I left school. I went on to do training, and I'll tell you about that in a second. But since I started training in 1987, I've been a trainer, sales guy, marketing guy. I've been on board of directors. I've set companies up and I've sold them. And currently I chair the Learning Performance Institute, which is a body for people in the training or the workplace learning development profession, trying to make sure we raise our standards so that we are working to a coherent set of standards internationally, but at the same time without being some sort of ghastly 19th century institute that forces people to jump through hoops. So very much into the idea of crowdsourcing stuff and making sure that people are working together to set a common standard, rather than us being at the core trying to influence everything and set barriers to people from the middle of smoke-filled rooms. In terms of identity, I know that was a big topic the other day. I am Donald H. Taylor. So if you want to reach me, as Steve was saying on Twitter, Google me. I'm Donald H. Taylor. Twitter, LinkedIn, Google, Gmail, and on the web. It's DonaldHTaylor.everything, and that's where I am. That's, of course, my, what's it called, the exact name. It's my exact name. Digital identity, and that's because in 2000, when I started off trying to get online and be part of the social world as it was then, even then, Don Taylor, Donald Taylor, it was all gone. To find out what the H stands for, you have to get me very drunk in the bar one evening. I will tell you. But keep up with you, Steve. But the other reason, of course, I can't call myself Don is that when I started teaching in Turkey in 1987, I stood up in front of the class, and it was a class of complete beginners, so I was teaching in English as a foreign language, and I stood up and said, in Turkish, günaydın ben Don, which I thought meant, good morning, I am Don. That means, hello, I am underpants. And it's not even a particularly nice word for underpants, so I've stuck with Don all the time. If you want to get in touch, please do stay in touch, because these things are increasingly about continuity. Let's do it through these various means. I don't have a ukulele, but I do. This is not deliberate, but I do usually travel with a book of poetry. So if we want to share something about ourselves before we get cranky, I always travel with a book of poetry. I have it with me here today. I pulled that out of my bag. And I have an anthology of modern verse, 1920 to 1940. Strangely, the poem I'm reading at the moment is quite apt. It's W.B. Yeats, The Second Coming, and it contains that phrase, "The falcon cannot hear the falconer. Things fall apart, the centre cannot hold." And I think that is how we feel a bit at the moment sometimes, like we're in the middle of centrifugal force or a Wurlitzer, and we're being thrown off in all directions. What's going on? And that's the driver behind this title. Does L&D have a future? Well, in my field, which is learning and development in the workplace, yeah, of course it has a future. In academia, it certainly has a future. Undoubtedly, people will continue to learn and develop with human beings, of course. Perhaps the title shouldn't be, does L&D have a future, but do we have a future? Because whether we like it or not, people are going to keep learning. Damn them. They will learn despite us. But what role are we going to play in that in the future? That's what I'd like to look at. Perhaps slightly challengingly, perhaps a bit from the point of view of the learning and development side, rather than the academic side, and then perhaps we'll have a bunch of questions and share some stuff at the end of the panel. But that's enough talking for me. I've explained something of myself, I've shared something of myself. I'd like to now to ask you to share something of yourselves. You've been sat down for now an hour, listening to people talk, time for you to talk. I'd like you to turn around to somebody near to you. Now, if you've come with somebody, and there's somebody you don't know, turn to the person you don't know, and I'd like you to answer this question. What changes have you seen in your role in the last couple of years?